Parts of Aotearoa are heading towards a third consecutive year in drought. The spring rain may keep some hopeful, but many farmers have had land dry out before their very eyes in recent weeks. Our reporter Tom Kitchen talked to those in some of the worst affected areas, from the bottom to the top of the country.
Around much of Southland, it's dry, very dry, or extremely dry. Dean Rabbage, a sheep, beef and dairy farmer in Glenham, east of Invercargill, says it's been a year like no other.
The best way to sum it up would be that spring was considerably wetter and summer's been considerably drier.
The spring rain is keeping him ticking, but now he's getting half his expected rainfall.
We sort of expect and rely on sort of between 10 to 20 mils of rainfall weekly so that we can have pasture production matching our feed requirements. So without that, it's made things a wee bit tighter.
And COVID could throw a spanner in the works. If staff at a meat processing plant test positive, the plant may have to shut down, meaning farmers may need to keep stock.
I guess it's also in the back of everybody's mind with potential closures at meatworks because of COVID that having surplus feed around at this time of year would be beneficial.
Dry conditions could affect their ability to get enough feed for the stock they might have to keep. Up the other end of the motu in Te Tai Tokoro, Rebecca Solman from Northland's Rural Support Trust is taking calls from distressed farmers. The first problem is the Kaimomo fire, which has now been burning for more than a month. And that problem's been exacerbated with the winds off the back of Cyclone Cody.
The wind changes have made it really challenging for the team up there. And of course that's putting pressure on the farming community because they don't know, you know, when the fire front might be heading their way.
And she says farmers have seen extreme conditions recently.
They're spending quite a bit of time looking out the window and seeing things drying out before their eyes. For example, the grass growth has dropped dramatically in the past 10 days, and that's due to our high temperatures that we're experiencing and those winds as well.
NIWA meteorologist Ben Knoll is keeping watch on the dry, hot conditions across the country.
This is, you know, certainly something that we're going to keep an eye on, and if we don't see rainfall, you know, over the next 2 weeks or so, I would expect that some regions may enter meteorological drought around New Zealand.
It's not quite as bone dry as previous years, but he's certainly still concerned.
When you talk about, you know, the third consecutive summer where we're seeing, you know, very to extremely dry conditions, you know, this is becoming almost the norm in some areas.
With 2021 being New Zealand's hottest year on record, Ben Knoll won't be surprised if in the future droughts start earlier in spring, changing the lives of farmers from Bluff to Kaiperianga.